The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
This episode from Radioland is brought to you by Wizards. Yes, Wizards is a fun place to go. It's an adult novelty store. It is a it's an alternative smoke shop. It is, it's only the top one in the city, voted consistently number one by readers of various polls throughout the Memphis area. And you can find them in Midtown, 1999 Madison Avenue is where you'll find them. They're open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They've got some cool stuff, and you can buy with confidence online. Those of you not in Memphis, go to our website, radio-memphis.com. Look for their banner ad. It says WizX on it, and you're there. And you're right in, and you can buy with confidence, and it'll be okay. Or just search Wizards Memphis in your favorite search engine, and you'll be taken right there directly to it. So there you go, and let's get on with the show. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. It is, what is this? This is episode number 136. Yes, indeed. It's 136 weeks of this thing. You know, sometimes I do, and I have to admit to you, there are times when I just have no idea what the hell I'm going to do. I mean, not just life in general. Well, that too. But I'm talking about with this show. There are times when I sit down here in Studio A, or if I happen to be in Studio B, and I wonder what it is I'm going to do. And I have like a whole damn week to figure it out. And why is it that it takes me this long to come up with something that it doesn't? You can't just force it, because it's just going to sound like ass. Although, sometimes you don't have to force it to make anything sound like ass. So, you know, such as it is, you just open up the mic and do it. Well, sort of. I was asked by several people, how is it that I do what I do? How do I do this? How do I sit down and do this? Not just this, but Well, you're on the radio. What do you do over there? What do you talk about? You know, you got to be prepared. That's just it. You have to understand exactly what it is that you're running your mouth about, because that's just it. That's been one of the big problems with radio here of late. Even I'm talking, you know, all of it, AM, FM, satellite, internet, all of it. One of the biggest problems is that broadcasting corporations tend not to have enough money to pay decent salaries. So therefore they get some guy that's just willing to do it, you know, willing to do the job. And when that happens, then you get a moron. They're everywhere. They're all up and down the dial. Same thing with television news. You know, they get a bunch of morons. It's the look at me, listen to me, I have something to say. And when you listen to them, you find out that they don't have much of anything to say. And why is that, you ask? Well, because they're morons. I just like that word. I've been using it all week because it just seemed appropriate. There's a lot of morons that I have to deal with. And being a moronic individual, I know, is not easy. So I have to tip my hat to those of you who are, in fact, morons. But when you got morons on the radio, I've been called that. I've been called a moron. It's fun because, you know, you're listening to these people that are on the air, and they're talking about things that they don't have any knowledge of. They're trying to be bullshit artists, and they're not good at it by any means. They suck out loud at being a bullshit artist. And see, even that is an art. There's a certain gift, if you will, to be able to sit down and for, you know, a set period of time, talk about absolutely nothing and make it sound as though you have some importance to add to this discussion. You see, if anything, it's an exercise in what you're listening to right now. But here's the thing. You don't have to be an expert at much of anything. That's the whole beauty of it. But you got to be good at it. You got to understand it. You've got to, and I'm just talking about sitting there running one's mouth without anybody talking to you. How is this done?
How do you do this, Rick? What is it you do?
Well, I tell you, the secret to it is quite simple. And it's a lot with, it's this way with all of showbiz, entertainment. You take the whole thing of what you do in this business, and you whack it up into percentages. What I'm doing right now, sitting down here recording this thing, being the actual performer that I am, that represents about 1% of what it is that goes into this. There's 99% that occurs off the air that involves preparation. It involves getting one's head right. It involves getting your shit together, however that is that you're planning on doing. And it must appear that though it is prepared and polished and whatnot as you turn it loose. I mean, I basically don't edit any of this. I we add the music and the tease and the music and the other music, and we just kind of we clean it up and out it goes. But I don't really cut anything out of it. Unless it's something really egregious that I just completely effed up on. And I try not to. I mean, there have been times, but because I'm a human being. But to be able to take a topic and run one's mouth about it, you have to read a lot. And I mean a lot. Just doing that damn morning show at Radio Memphis has forced me into more news and stuff. Because you never know what topic is going to come up. And you never know what is going to be, included in that conversation. And therefore, you have to be able to, sound like you know what you're talking about. That's the thing. And the idea of taking a topic and being able to expand on it, because there's a lot going on out there in the world. When they say, it's a slow news day, that's bullshit. There's always something going on. It may not be of interest to you, therefore it being a slow news day, but there is always something that is going on. Here, I'll give you another example of that. My wife, who's an avid newspaper reader, well, she used to be. The local newspaper here, we don't get anymore. It just seems sort of silly, really, because A, it's 3 days old, and B, she's usually so tired when she sits down to read it at night before bedtime, and she'll fall asleep reading the paper. And but now she's like, well, I feel like I'm not in the loop with things. I don't know that I am really hip to what's going on out there. And I keep telling her, look, you got a phone, it's got the internet on it. You can go and you can read whatever you want to your heart's content. You can read a digital version of the newspaper that A, will have probably a little bit more accurate information, and B, a little more timely, and it'll fit to what you're talking about. I don't know if I want to get into all of that because, I like the idea of holding the newspaper, and there's something to be said that there's that romanticism behind it, of course, but I'm not one of those guys. I used to be. I used to really enjoy getting the paper. In fact, I used to be a subscriber to USA Today. Call me! And I used to enjoy getting it. And then the internet came. And then it just seemed sort of pointless. And I canceled the subscription. You paid $100 and something a year. And you got it Monday through Friday. You didn't get it Saturday, Sunday. You got it Monday through Friday. And so I canceled the subscription, when it came time to renew. And I got a phone call from the subscription people, and they said they're sad to see me go as a subscriber, and they wanted to know what it was that is causing me to not subscribe. And I said, well, you see, there's this thing called the internet, and I get the news there, and it's timely, and it doesn't really cost me anything, and it's stuff that I can look at myself. It's the stories that I want to see. It's not just what they're forcing me into. And the lady on the phone, I don't know that I'll ever forget this. She was so sweet about it. She's ready. She goes, "Well, that makes perfect sense. I understand completely, and I hope you have a good day." Such as it is, that was that, and that was the last time I had a real old school subscription to a newspaper. Now, there have been times when I'll get on, if I'm going to be traveling or something like that, I'm going to get on a plane and I got a little time to kill. I'll pick up a copy of the USA Today and read it there at the gate. And when I get on the plane sometimes, just to have something to read, go all old school analog. But still, I'm so spoiled by what I see online and my ability to get the things that I want to watch and look at and read, that reading a newspaper now feels so clunky, and it feels so out of touch, and it feels so dated and, well, frankly, kind of sad. Because you'll read something and know that that is way wrong, and it's way out of, you know, way out of date already by the time people get it. And, you know, you do what you do, you know, when you're a journalist for a paper like that. And then how papers are somehow managing to stay afloat, I don't understand that, because the cost of producing a paper is probably pretty high, I would think. I mean, paper ain't that cheap. Even though it is recyclable paper, I know, and it's recycled paper, but ink ain't that cheap. Good God, have you ever bought printer ink? It's expensive. Whereas if you pushed everything online, then away you go. And there's plenty of online news sources that are very well known, and that they are usable and they're user friendly, and you don't have to worry about them being timely and whatnot. And they don't print anything physically. It all exists specifically online. And they're successful at it. And why the newspapers, while city newspapers have not adopted that model, is beyond me. I know they're trying. I mean, now every newspaper out there has a website. And they're trying to get better. There was this whole thing about, well, we don't want you reading our stories until you give us money, you see. So there's a paywall that we've established. Well, there was a way around the paywall for our local paper. All you had to do is hit the print command. And you're in, and you're reading. You're not printing shit, but you're just, you know, you're into the printer version of it. And then they finally wised up to that. And I think I haven't gone onto the website in a while, but I think they've even completely wised up to, you know, just making it ad supported, which is really sort of the best thing you can do. If you're going to, you know, have a newspaper website, you're just going to need to go ahead and make it, ad supported. That's the key. How does that work? Being ad supported, you're not relying on subscriptions. You could probably subscribe, I suppose. Like on our local newspaper, the commercial repeal, uphill, the banana uphill, the commercial repeal, the local newspaper here, their website. I think the subscription only gets you, like, the ability to comment on a story, which is, you know, whatever that is. You can read the comments without it. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it's, you know, it's a newspaper website. It's, you know, it's groovy. And all the columnists are here, and you can click on whatever ones you want to. Hey, wow, they have a podcast. Yay. And, of course, all their news and their ads and stuff. So, you know, it's simple. It's intuitive enough. But you would think that they would just go ahead at this point and just turn the printer off, because there's no point in having home delivery. And that was what I was explaining with the wife. I said, why is that we're the only ones on this street that are getting the newspaper? I'm sure the guy that delivers the paper is probably going, oh, for Christ's sake. These people are still I got to get up at 4 a.m. just so Mr. and Mrs. Cheddar can get their freaking newspaper. No, it's not that bad. I know that everybody needs a job, but still, it's just, you know, one last thing. And, you know, if I need to pick up a newspaper for the madam, I'll be more than happy to do so, because they sell them everywhere else. So I don't just necessarily have to have it delivered here at the house. That would be fine by me. Of course, they could have it delivered via the email too, which is a thing. But at any rate, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, is that reading, and you've got to read a lot to do the things that I do. And one of the, and you don't just read anything. I mean, you're looking at various news stories, of course, but really one of my favorite places to go, and this is a little tip for you, junior broadcaster, you, Reddit, R-E-D-D-I-T, reddit.com. It's, most of you probably already are familiar with it. It is the front page of the internet. And it's kind of cool. And what's nice about it is that it's viewer curated. You know, everybody can contribute to it, and it's rated. You know, the stories are ranked by how people are voting them up or voting them down. So you get an idea of what's really trending. So really big news stuff really goes up to the top very quickly. And what's really nice about it are the comment sections on these things, and it's pretty. They're amusing first and foremost, because if you're reading what people or listening to what people are talking about when it comes to a particular news piece or a particular story or anything of interest, you find very quickly what it is that people are really concerned about. And that's important, because far too often, we've all seen this, when you're sitting there, let's say you're watching, say, your local news on TV, And there's a question that will pop into your head every once in a while going, why am I watching this? What am I getting out of this? Who decided that this is something that I needed to see? And what's the point? And that's a valid question. What is the point? It goes back to the newspaper. You open it up and you look at it and you're reading, you're scanning through the articles and you're going, what is the point of this? What am I understanding here? What is there a slant? Is there an angle here? Is there a reason why this story is in front of me? Is there somebody who thought that I would A, be interested in it, or B, I'm told that it is important? Is it that? Because if that's the case, then we've all missed the boat. Your tastes and what you need in news are very different from mine and very different from anybody else, very different from your neighbor, maybe very different from your own spouse. You read about the things that interest you, of course, but there's a lot of things out there that happen that become of interest to everybody. That's the common thing that we have. For example, the current election cycle that we are in, the presidential race for 2016, we're in the throes of it. Thank God it'll be over in a couple of months. I'm getting damn sick of it. But we're all interested in it because, well, I'm interested in it for different reasons than you are. You are interested in it because you need to know what's going on. You need to be, you know, frightened by the big orange Cheeto that's running, or frightened by the little old lady who keeps falling apart, or the lizard people. Whatever the case is, whatever it is that you have in that desired interest is why you must follow this particular story. I look at it completely differently. I follow this election cycle with the idea in my head that it's a complete shit show. And I'm amused by this. I'm terrified to a certain extent, as much as you are. But I am highly and deeply amused by this because there's these, and it's not just the fact that it's happened or happening. It's people's reaction to this that have been incredibly fascinating. So by reading the comment sections and articles online, reading the or listening to what people have to say in social media, although, you know, when it comes to that, I'll get to that in a minute, but you know, you absolutely have to sort this shit out in your head. You just don't take everybody's word for it, but you have to kind of look at it and say, what's the hive mentality, if you will? What is the mob saying about all of this? I'm not talking about, you know, be ashamed of something that's happened to your little podcast here. Not that mob. I'm talking about the mob in general, all of us as a group, as a collective, as a population. What is it that is being said about this? And then from there, you kind of know where you stand in, as far as the stories go. Most of the people that bitch and whine and moan about a biased media are the ones that really support a biased media for their side. And because of that, you get a lot, and thanks to the internet, we get a rise in a lot of bullshit stories, a lot of fake stories, a lot of, oh, just shit. You know, there's just, it's garbage. And you have to be able to sort that out. And it's, you know, funny. Somebody will make a statement, a false statement. I mean, a blatantly flat out lie that they believe. And they've cited this website that is pushing this along. And they put that out there online, see. And they'll say, you know, look at this, blah, 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 blah. This infuriates me, blah, 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 blah. And then I'll do something, and I don't do it as much as I used to, but I'll go back and I'll find the truth, and I'll post it up there and go, you know, don't be spreading false information like an idiot. And then it's like, oh, bro, Snopes, man. Snopes is run by the left wing, bro. And, you know, they're out there pushing their own agenda. But, dude, you just put forward something from Fox News, which is notoriously false most of the time. So that's just an idea of some of the arguments that you have to be aware of. You have to keep that in mind. So as you go through the process of reading and understanding and looking at the news the way that I do it, you have to look at everything. And I mean everything. You have to look at the false shit. You have to look at the real shit. You have to look at both sides of the stories. If it's a left-leaning story, look at it. If it's a right-leaning story, look at it. You got to understand where these people are coming from. And then somewhere with all those thoughts that have overlapped, you'll find somewhere in there is the middle. And that's how you have to do it. And like I said, I look at things differently than you do. I look at it as a point of content. If there's something that I need to discuss, whether it's the presidential elections or, I don't know, some camel that was born in a zoo. I mentioned that because they named him Alexander Hamilton, which I find is absolutely adorable. But I look at these things differently. You look at them for the need and the knowledge of the information that is at hand that you have to have, that you have to arm yourself to carry on your own internal conversations and decisions that you make throughout your life. Whereas I look at it going, ha, that's hilarious. Or, wow, that's really stupid. You know, that kind of thing. So because of that filter that I look at everything through, it makes having a conversation with me in public about, hey, Rick, what do you think about, you know, the presidential election? You don't want to ever ask me that question because I'm probably not going to give you an answer you're going to like. And that's the whole thing. When people have discussions about what's happening in the world and it's opinionated, the conversation is going to be opinionated. The first thing that happens is you're seeking out somebody that is like-minded. So I don't. Nobody really thinks like I do. Well, I can't say that. I mean, there's 7 billion people out there. There's got to be somebody that thinks like I do. But for the most part, people don't like what I have to say about certain things in public. They enjoy listening to it on the radio, which is or here, because it's such a different vibe. That's just it. They're like, oh, look at him. You know, you go, Rick. You know, you're talking my thing over there, man. You're saying, which is complete bullshit, because if you quoted me at a party, people would look at you like you'd lost your fucking mind, because you don't need to look at the news the way that I do. However, you need to look at the news in general and need to know what's going on around you, but not just one source. I keep telling this, people, look around you. Look at all the sources. Another favorite site that I use is Google News. And I use that because they're all personable. You can personalize it however you want to. But when you look at, say, like the top stories, there's the highly cited, there's the local source, and then there's an opinion piece. And then there's several other pieces from other sources. So you can, it's easy to look at what people are saying from different sources. So, you know, such as it is, you have to, you know, educate yourself on that. And, you know, don't be afraid to look. That's the whole point. That's the secret to the things that I do. I have to submerge myself in the world that some of you people live in, and I'm not a huge fan of that, but I do enjoy the read. That's why I found things like North Korea incredibly amusing to me. Yeah, the man's got a nuclear weapon, but he can't get it out of his damn country. He's having issues with that because Funyun and his funny haircut are stupid people. All those guys over there, they don't know what they're talking about. They keep running their mouths over there. They have nothing. They're amusing to me and somewhat terrifying. But then again, some of the terrifying things in this world out there that exist are amusing things. So, you know, so how does one run one's mouth about nothing for, 23 minutes? You just heard it.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I've seen certain videos that have 16, 17, 18, 20 million views. And in the world of television, if you had 16 million viewers of your television show, you would be a massive star. You would be a huge, huge deal on television. 16 million people can't be wrong. And when you look at some of the things that have those types of viewers and the traffic that some of this content gets, and you just scratch your head and you wonder, what the fuck is wrong with you people? This is not quality. Meanwhile, there are those of us who are professionals who work in this industry who really try really hard to make a living at this and get involved in this new media with professionally produced product. That's kind of the key here.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
You know, learning guitar doesn't have to be all that complicated. For less than $30 a month, you can learn it in the privacy of your own home. Isn't that cool? Yes. How do I do that, bro? Go to our website, radio-memphis.com. Look for the thing that says play guitar, learn guitar, something to that effect. Go there, click on it, check out the videos over there. There's even a free video for you to look at that'll probably teach you a few things, and this will help you decide whether the whole thing is right for you. It's the New York City Guitar School, and you can find them on our website at radio-memphis.com. Go there, learn to play the guitar, and go to a party, play some folk songs, and you might get laid. All right, let's get into some music. Speaking of guitars and getting laid, I don't know what those have. Well, I guess they're scientists have proven that they do go hand in hand. They put an ugly guy out on the street one time, and they had a hidden camera, and beautiful women were walking by this guy, and they wouldn't give them the time of day. And it's exactly, he would say, "Hey, excuse me, can you tell me what time it is?" And they would all just keep walking right on by. Then they had him leaning against that same car there. The only difference is that they brought him a guitar. And he's not even playing the damn thing. I don't even think the guy even knew how to play. And these other women were walking by and they go, "Excuse me, can you tell me what time it is?" And these women would stop and they go, "Oh, why, yes, it's 4:20. It's time for you to get into my pants. That's what time it is." You know, that was all happening. So it proved the point that these women, they don't give a shit what you look like. If you've got a guitar, boom, you're getting some ass. That's how that is. You see what I'm saying? I don't know. See, that illustrates what I just told you. That little story there illustrates exactly what I've been talking about this entire show. Was that I don't know why I even remembered this, but this was some time ago, and I'm sure if you searched it online, you would find what I was talking about there, and they go, "Oh, damn, Rick, you were right. I need to carry a guitar with me, I guess." Yeah, that's how it works. So I have that stuck in my head, and now so do you. All right, let's get into some music, for God's sake. These guys have been around for a while. They're wonderful, wonderful musicians, very talented, very different, and they're a lot of fun to see live. I'm talking about this band right here called The Incredible Hook. Here's their song, Carlotta. You can hear it at Radio Memphis. All the time. It's in regular rotation. So give it a listen. And here it is right now from Radioland.
I need to feel something, but I
about that? The incredible hook, Carlotta, from Radioland. You can find it at radio-memphis.com in regular rotation over there, amongst all the other great music that we have over there as well. Hop on over there, and when you're done with this, go give it a listen for a little while. It's on right now. It is. Unless somebody did something stupid and turned it off, but it's on right now. I may be on right now. I don't know. It depends on what time you listen. Anyway, whatever. So there you go. You've heard what's coming up next time on the program, and you've heard today. Remember, educate yourselves. There's no excuse not to be able to go out there and read and find out what the hell's going on. It's all right there. The sum collective knowledge of all humanity is right there in the palm of your hand. Use it. By God, arm yourself with an education. Because if you don't, you're going to look stupid. See what I mean? You don't want to look stupid. Nobody wants to look stupid. That'd be just that's stupid. All right, kids, I'm done. I'm out of here. We'll see you next time. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And for God's sake, quit shooting each other. Lord have mercy. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.